Well, our next guest is undoubtedly the greatest ever boxing trainer that's lived in Australia. It's just incredible. He's in the Australian Boxing Hall of Fame already, and next year he will be inducted into the World Boxing Hall of Fame. And it's great to have Johnny Lewis on the program. G'day, Johnny.
Good morning, boys.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Did you have any inkling of it? Did it come as a surprise to you when the announcement was made?
Oh, very much so. I was quietly shocked, and I just thought to myself, well, this is something to be proud of, and just to be mentioned with on the same day that Evander Holyfield is, well, then, it's something in itself, isn't it? Yeah.
It's not bad, is it, Johnny? A couple of big names that are inducted into that Hall of Fame, yourself and a bloke called Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, not bad from the old bloke from America.
Mate, you have kept yourself so busy for so long in the sport. Are you still doing a bit?
Not much at all. There's a young kid I used to train his father, Michael Ackaway, and young Bilal's burst onto the scene and doing exceptionally well. I do a little bit of work with him. I might step it up a little bit because, I've got a little bit more free time at the moment. And so I'd like to have a little bit more input with Bilal.
Yeah. Let's take a look back then, Johnny. I know you're probably most famous for your training of Jeff Fenwick and Jeff Harding and Costa Zhu and a number of other world champions. Is it a little bit like your children? Is it hard to find a favourite amongst those?
Oh, yeah, you know, it is. But, you mentioned it, the little bloke that sort of laid the platform for the others has certainly got to be Jeff Fenwick. They were privy to watching him train and what he put in, and it held them in fine stead in their career. So I think that, I've been inducted into this Hall of Fame, which is a great thing, but you've got to remember that it's your fighters that get you there. And I do believe that Jeff being the first one and the one that really set the bar up to a very high level, and these guys, they try to continue in that vein, and that's played a big part in their success in the sport. But I try not to have favourites, but they've all got something that made them special.
Yeah, Johnny, and it was a 24/7 gig, wasn't it, looking after those guys? Because while they were in the ring, they were tough nuts and really dedicated trainers, but they could cause some trouble outside the ring, Johnny.
I don't know too much about all of that, Jimmy. I just worried about them in the ring, mate. Yeah. That was enough. But each and every one of them, they're all individuals, but there's something good in all of them, and we'll go with that, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I saw your interview on Fox Sports a couple of days ago, and you talked about those three, and you mentioned, and I don't know whether it's exactly what you said, but it was basically, one had toughness, one had ring craft, the other one had fitness. So it just goes to show that, you don't have to have everything to be a world champion. And can you isolate which one was which? Like, what was it about Costa Zhu? What was it about Jeff Fenwick? And what was it about Jeff Harding that made them world champions?
You start off with Jeff Harding, and there may have been as tough as fighters, but I don't think that you could ever get one as tough, tougher than him. Mm. Costa Zhu, he was a great thinking fighter that was blessed with punching power in both hands, and as I say, the discipline to make sacrifices, and the way Jeff Fenwick did, I talked about his strength, and that was a big asset, but he did have a lot more than that. They were the main things that I sort of that took him to that. Without that, it would have been a lot harder for him. But look, I think if you look at Jeff Fenwick with what he had, and you go through all the featherweights since day one, he's got to be up there with any of them, and could have caused a lot of heartache in any era for a featherweight. You know, he was so dominant as a featherweight.
Yeah, he certainly was a three-time world champion. We're lucky enough to be chatting with Johnny Lewis, who's going to be inducted into the World Hall of Fame as far as boxing is concerned. Johnny, tonight we see rugby league players stepping into the ring. Paul Gallen, who takes the fight game quite seriously. He's up against Junior Paulo from Canberra. You've got Todd Carney up against Chrissy Sando. It's a strange thing for the purists of the fight world that there seems to be more interest when a rugby league player jumps in the ring than maybe a ridgy-didge fighter. What are your thoughts?
I find that very sad because look, we've got some good young kids coming on and they're missing out on these good paydays, so to speak. It's a bit sad in that way, but at the same token, these guys are getting in and they're talking about fights, but I don't think we're going to get a champion boxer out of any of them, and that's the sad part about it all. It's the younger kids that are trying hard, well, they're behind the eight ball a little bit with all of this, but
yeah.
You know, as I say, without these guys, I don't think we'd be getting any coverage for the sport anyhow.
Yeah, and that's the payoff, isn't it? I remember I was lucky enough to do some training with you, Johnny, and you used to talk about those ex-rugby league players who were the good boxers. I think, what were the names? Tommy Radonikis, Dave Ferner, Ian Roberts. Who were the best that you saw when you did your work with the rugby league?
Paddy Jarvis did.
One bloke that always comes to mention is Billy Johnson. Billy Johnson, he was every bit a fighter as he was a footballer. His dad trained him from an early age. You had, in the AFL, Barry Hall was very, very good. You look at Garth Wood and his brother Nathan. They can get in with anyone at any time.
Yeah.
And... But, I remember years ago, a little kid from Newtown, Paulie Hayward. Paul could have left his mark on boxing as well. But, another guy, Ian Roberts. I remember Ian, he had a solid punch on him. And I'm sure that what the level that's going around today, Ian would handle any of them with ease.
Yeah.
Johnny, just wanted to say congratulations. Well done. It's a terrific honour. It's well deserved as well.
Look, I've enjoyed every moment, and to get this on top of the enjoyment I've got out of the sport is a real bonus. And as I said, to every little bloke that come into the gym, and he contributed to this, and I'm very, very grateful to that as well.
Johnny, can I just ask you before you go, the rise of the UFC and its impact on the popularity of boxing, what's your take on that?
Mate, first and foremost, I'm not a great lover of it.
Yeah.
I think that, it's a new breed out there. These young kids, they're 8 years of age and they're playing on these phones and they're watching the television and it's all this kicking and grappling and so forth, and they're attracted to it more so than the sweet science of boxing. And I just hope that we're not lost in all of this, that we're going to have to make some changes. I think that the best way to combat it is to somehow or another, which I don't think will ever happen, is to just have that one world champion as they used to when I was a kid. And
yes.
If they go back to that, well, then maybe we can get this sport back where it belongs. But that's one thing the UFC have got, you know.
Yes.
They're putting bums on seats where the fight game's battling.
Yeah.
Doubt about that. Good on you, exactly, Johnny. Right. Always great to catch up, mate. And again, congratulations on that honour. And have a great weekend, Johnny.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Johnny Lewis there, inducted into the Hall of Fame.